Good evening, Southern Garrett. This is Caitlin Wolf with the National Judges Association. I'll be adjudicating you in auxiliary this evening. Really looking forward to seeing your program, and I wish you the best of luck as we get started. Looking at the staging as we begin, I'm really liking the integration that we have, and I'm really liking how the color guard is integrated within the band so far. I'm really looking forward to seeing where this goes. Okay, nice introduction of the color here with the solo and with the soloist. Okay, so just make sure as we're growing as a performer, we really want to make sure that we're connecting up to the box. Okay, and really make sure that as we're performing, we're showing the training and that we're showing the understanding of the skills that are being asked of us. Yes, really nice. Initiation of color, getting a little muddled here. Good extensions, very nice. So in that opening moment there was just a lot of variation from performer to performer on how to manipulate the piece of equipment and how to move it through time and space. And even as we're carrying the equipment across the front, there's variations there in shoulders and in elbows. So just take a look at that. That was a really nice moment, that really nice up and over, that bloom there. That was really nice. Good. Now, so when I'm looking at them, I'm seeing confidence being portrayed by a couple of them, you know, that strong superhero, and I'm getting that sense there. That's really nice, but we got to make sure that that's being conveyed through every single moment and every single pass that's being occurred from the performers. Yeah, so in those moments where we're being asked to close in and, you know, kind of plie, really make sure that they're just keeping their shoulders open and that they're having a sense of presence even though they're closing in that moment. Good. Yeah, just watch our shoulders as we're moving through. Good. Showing me those training elements there with that drop spin into that nice release. Yeah, just watch the rotational elements coming out of that release. Good for you guys. Yeah, and in these nice sharp moments you have going on here, really just make sure that we're squeezing. Okay, look at our shoulders as we're coming across. When we turn our shoulders towards that end zone, I'm getting differences within the colorization. All right, let's see how she recovers. Good, she got right back in. She's still struggling a little bit. That's good. I can see that we're building training and recovery. Okay, just watch our shoulders, guys. We got to make sure that we're keeping those open. Even in this moment here, this nice, you know, pop-up that you had there, I really want to connect with the performers, and I really want them to connect with me. So, you know, look at the performance qualities coming from them and look at how they are developing as performers. You know, they have that really nice confidence out there. You know, I'm not expecting smiling or anything. It's not that type of moment. But I just want some connection from them, some emotions. Okay, so we've lost our colorization on the field at this moment as we're doing a transition here. Okay, so we're having I'm a little confused if we're having flag issues. Yeah, okay, so it seems like we're having flag issues. Okay, all right. So let's see how she handles this as a performer. As of right now, she's doing a great job. And overall, this nice moment that you had coming in was very nice, and I really appreciate how we came in and how we're handling those stops and starts. This seems very comfortable for them. Good, and I'm really liking the integration within the band proper and how we're using that negative space and how we're filling it. Good for you. Good. Just watch the timing and the blending from side to side as we've spread the color guard out across the field. Yeah, and look here. At this moment here, so I'm seeing some hands on hips, some hands down. So just those variations from performer to performer we need to take a look at. Yeah, and in that rowboat moment there, are we changing our shoulders? Do we need to change our shoulders? Good. Yeah. Okay. So that back scratcher from the in calf. We got to take a look at that because that takes a lot of wrist strength. And we got to make sure that as we're doing that, we're keeping our shoulders open and that presence on the field. Because a lot of us, when we went up to do that moment, we closed in. Now, I'm seeing a lot of variations in body facings, and I'm a little concerned. Why? Okay, all right, hang on. Yeah, really nice training qualities coming from our soloist. Look at this ending pose. Yeah, and watch how we transition out of that. Even though it's a transition, I'm still watching them. So we need to make sure that as they're transitioning, they're doing it cohesively. I'm still looking at them. Okay, very beginning. Again, look at hand placement. Good. So as we're going through this moment here, it's a very catchy tune. We all know the tune. So I need those performance qualities to come up to the box. I'm seeing a lot of downward faces at this moment. And like right there in that arm reach moment, they're performing directly forward. I need to see them up here. Watch some of the drill here. I'm a little concerned with some of the pathways that we took here and just how open and closed it was. Yeah, okay, so every time we've released, I'm seeing someone struggle with that release. So really make sure that as we're working through, because A-Class is all about training qualities, that you're showing me the training. Oh, that was a nice moment there. Good for you staying in that toaster. Yeah, again, same thing here. I want to see consistency within the release. And so as we're building the training qualities of an A-Class program, we really need to make sure that we're looking at all of those individual releases. Good. Yeah. Again, where's our face? Where are we looking? What are we doing? Where's that moment? Oh, Captain America. All right, here we go. Okay. So we're doing body. We have to make sure that we are bigger than normal when we do body. All right, here we go. Yeah, okay, so now that we're spinning rifle, we need to really open our shoulders. Yeah, really nice release qualities there. But he really has to make sure that he's open when he does those releases. Okay, and again, this little girl over here, a second one in on side one, she really just has to watch her shoulders and really just keep her presence going on the field. She has an understanding of what's going on, but now we need to get her to perform and match towards the cohesiveness of the rest of the unit. Yeah, just watch some spacing. I'm a little, like, do we have a hole because of that spacing that we have between the young lady splitting the 50 and the 45 and then the young lady on the 40? Yeah. Good for you guys. Yeah, just watch your hand placements, watch your starts and stops, watch the squeezes, and just get comfortable with your work. You know, at this moment, it's all about being comfortable and confident and developing and showing training skills. And you have that set up for them. Yes. Okay. So again, we talked about releases a little bit ago. We need to still focus in on those releases. Yeah. Yeah. Especially as you do this, you know, a little behind the back thing. Yeah. We can tell that this is a little uncomfortable for them, and that's okay. Keep pushing. Good. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was pretty nice, guys. Thank you. But now I just want the performance qualities to come from you. Yeah, again, here in this moment, I want to connect with them. I want to be with them. I want to feel the emotion that they're feeling, that confidence. You know, we got superheroes going on. You know, overall, Southern, very, very well done. I see a lot of really great potential with you. We just really have to clean up those releases, those starts and stops, and just becoming confident within our work. So congratulations and a really great start to the season. And I hope my comments were helpful. And I really look forward to speaking with you and critique.